What happens to Factor 10A reversal strategies now that Adexanet is leaving the U.S.? Find out about this and more in today's Peer Direct Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you once again from the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts for this final podcast episode of 2025. Here are today's stories. The FDA has issued a major safety alert regarding Adexanet Alpha, widely used to reverse rivaroxaban and apixaban in life-threatening bleeding. Post-marketing data, along with the Anexa 1 randomized trial, now show significantly higher rates of serious and fatal thromboembolic events compared with usual care. That includes roughly double the risk of thrombosis and thrombosis-related deaths. Based on these findings, the FDA concluded that the risk outweighed the benefits and AstraZeneca will end U.S. sales of Adexanet Alpha. This is an immediate practice issue. Hospitals and emergency departments will need to reassess Factor 10A inhibition reversal protocols and ensure clinicians are aware of the changing landscape. Teams managing intracranial hemorrhage, trauma, neurology, hematology, cardiology, and critical care should be prepared for operational, formulary, and clinical decision implications as stocks disappear. The FDA states it will continue to work with the manufacturer to inform clinicians, but the message is clear, the safety profile has shifted and care pathways must follow. In our next story, we learn that the CDC reports that influenza activity has spiked sharply across the U.S., signaling the true start of flu season. 17 jurisdictions are already reporting high or very high influenza-like illnesses. More than 90% of circulating influenza A isolates are H3N2, and nearly all typed H3N2 belong to the subclade K, raising concern about a possible vaccine mismatch as respiratory illness trends upward. Hospitalizations and pediatric deaths are increasing, with nearly 10,000 recent flu admissions and sustained upward movement in severity indicators. The CDC continues to recommend vaccination for everyone 6 months and older who has not yet received it this season and stresses early antiviral treatment, particularly with high-risk patients. Clinicians should expect several more weeks of elevated influenza burden while also remaining aware of regional RSV increases and rising SARS-CoV-2 wastewater activity. And finally, the FDA has approved once-daily oral semaglutide 25 milligrams branded as Wegovy pill, making it the first oral GLP-1 therapy for weight management. Approval was based on the OASIS trial program and supported by cardiovascular outcome data from SELECT. In OASIS 4, adults with obesity or overweight plus comorbidities achieved an average 16.6% weight loss with the oral therapy compared to the injectable Wegovy. About one-third of the participants achieved at least 20% weight loss. The therapy is approved for both long-term weight reduction and for reducing major adverse cardiovascular events in adults with obesity or overweight and established cardiovascular disease. Safety and tolerability were consistent with prior semaglutide studies. Novo Nordisk expects the U.S. launch in early 2026. For clinicians, this approval may expand access and acceptance by offering an alternative for patients hesitant about injections, while also triggering payer, availability, and demand considerations. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Peer Direct Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at peerdirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions? Please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@peerdirect.com. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing Medical News Roundup and just ask, "What's my flash briefing?" Thanks today to Sean Mullen, Norm Dion, and Bryce Seddy for production assistance. Join me next time for an episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.